My Talkers, we're hanging out with Lori and Julia on this soon-to-be wet and rainy Monday evening. But no worries, we're here to brighten it up a little bit because it is Monday, which means Sex Monday's coming up. I love Sex Monday. We've got Holly in for the Dirt Alert, and you guys have got some really cool stuff about the Met Gala coming up here right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Okay, so this is the Met Gala. It usually happens in May, the first Monday in May, and we haven't had a Met Gala since 2019.
Right.
And this Met Gala got pushed like everything did till September. And it's going off right now. If you're on Twitter or online, Vogue.com, just people are just starting to come in. But
right.
Really, it officially doesn't, the red carpet doesn't start until 5:30 Eastern time.
Right.
So, but Anna Wintour, never have I ever seen Anna Wintour sit down with a morning show.
She did not. What show was she on?
She sat down with Robin Roberts.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, and ostensibly, I'm going to say that's why Robin wasn't at GMA today.
Right,
maybe she's going to the Met Gala tonight or something. She's doing everything she can not to sit next to George, even though they did act fine that last Wednesday, but they have had much distance between them, like a month of distance. But Anna Wintour, I think... maybe it's a sign of, you know, remember a couple of weeks ago, there was a publicist that was sniping about that the A-list doesn't want to go to the Met Gala.
100%.
Because there's too many influencers and blah, blah, blah. And it was just like so kind of dumb because it's like, well, it's good to have all the ranges. I mean, already Anna Wintour made a statement this year by having four co-chairs all be under 25.
Absolutely.
Billie Eilish. It might be
Timothy Chalamet, Amanda Gorman, and Naomi Osaka.
I think they say all this, but anyway, so Anna, and luckily, maybe Robin asked her, could you please keep your dark sunglasses off? We're not in a runway show. I don't like looking into a motorcycle helmet when I talk to somebody.
I love it. I love it, Lori.
Because that's what Anna Wintour, she is such a long fringed bob. And then the glasses. So it is like talking to someone with a motorcycle helmet on and then her hair comes right like there. So she does have a helmet look to her when she wears these glasses. And maybe Robin said, I can't do an interview with someone in a motorcycle helmet.
So. I think it's disrespectful to keep your helmet on. In the building.
Yeah. It's just people are going to have awkward conversations.
So.
And if you're
going to
be on morning TV, you're going to do it my way. Yeah. So no sunglasses. Okay. Here we go.
We call the dress code this time American Independence. And we really want people to have fun and enjoy dressing up again. We also want to see a lot of independence and individuality and a different kind of spirit. Yeah. Something that breaks the rules a bit.
We're going to kick off our slippers.
Yes, have some fun.
As Vogue's editor-in-chief, Anna Wintour, carefully curates the evening's guest list and seating chart.
Everybody always wants to know the guest list and the seating chart and all that. So how do you combine the emerging with those that are established?
Well, what has been so incredible about this year is that we invited some of the more established designers like Tommy Hilfiger and Ralph Lauren and Tory Burch to invite, to sponsor young designers. So it's this remarkable mix of the established and the future. And we're a much tighter group because of COVID protocol, and so the fact that we can have all these young people with us that night who really are the heartbeat of the exhibition and the heartbeat of New York Fashion Week is wonderful.
This year she is joined by four co-chairs, all 25 and under.
We have invited Amanda Gorman, the wonderful young poet, Billie Eilish, amazingly talented singer, Naomi Osaka, the amazing tennis player, and Timothy Chalamet, who is such an astonishing young actor who is also fearless on the red carpet.
And Amanda Gorman said that you reached out to her personally.
Yes.
You Zoomed. What was that conversation like?
I always do invite the co-chairs personally, so we booked the Zoom, like the way we all lead our lives today, and she was perfect, looking immaculate, the hair, the dress, everything, and I asked her if she would do the museum and myself such an honor by co-chairing the event, and she said yes immediately.
Okay.
Midget.
I know. I know. It is the heartbeat. Yeah, the heartbeat of the exhibition.
We just have never, never sat down. No one has ever cared enough. We get her without her, you know, her helmet on and just kind of, I mean, some of the things. So it's people will be arriving, like I said. They just have started to trickle in. Timothy Chalamet just came in and like a white tuxedo, but
short
it's got
tuxedo jacket,
but it's got jogger pants.
Yeah, you know, with white Converse.
He's so tall and lanky. He could wear anything.
Yeah,
he really could wear anything. And but they're exploring American fashion. This is the theme to keep in mind. And we'll look at those photos. Like Holly posted a really great gallery of the best Met Gala looks. And we're going back to like Cher with Bob Mackie, but we're kind of seeing it through the years.
Bianca Jagger.
Yes, because they always, a fashion designer will, you know, invite a couple people. So it's the exhibition, and she explained it's like two exhibitions, one that's opening this fall and then one that's going to happen next spring. So they're kind of splitting it. But it's in America, a lexicon of fashion, and it's just going to explore American fashion, everything from sportswear to contemporary designers. And it's like, okay, so this is a good thing because, like, Anna was like, someone probably got practical with her, like, let's highlight American designers
And versus Marciana and all the other.
Yeah, so now Kristen Stewart, who's going tonight, she'll be wearing Chanel, but it'll be a custom Chanel and. Maybe she'll be in red, white, and blue. I don't know, but I wonder if we're going to see a lot of red, white, and blue. I have no idea what Billie Eilish is going to wear. She's worn Chanel and Gucci, but I can't see her wearing Michael Kors, but I would actually love it if she was in a Michael Kors gown.
And do you think Beyonce is going to show up?
No, she's in Italy on a yacht. Okay. At 19, Billie Eilish is the youngest ever co-chair.
All right, got
it. So she has to wear something amazing.
She does.
And maybe that's why she was all covered up like the cat lady last night in the big bulky sweater, because she's going to voom it up. You know what I mean?
I love it, Lori.
So J-Lo, of course, will be there. We don't know if Ben Affleck, we hope he does. We hope he joins her. Then leaves her, sneaks out the back way, has a smoke, goes back to the hotel, gets out of the tux and gets in his robe and watches the Red Sox and waits for her to get home.
That's what I could see for sure.
Emily Ratajkowski will be there, Lupita Nyong'o, Camila Cabello. Maybe Beyonce will be back, but she was in Italy on Saturday.
Okay.
But so was Jennifer Lopez.
Yes, she was.
Yeah, so. And a couple of TikTokers are coming. I wouldn't recognize them. Deborah Harry's going to be there.
Okay.
Zach Posen is dressing her.
And Andy Cohen is not going. Sarah Jessica Parker is not going.
She didn't get an invite, and Andy's her plus one.
Yep.
I don't know.
He said my date is filming.
Yeah, that's what it is. God, I hope Madonna doesn't wear Moschino.
Do you think she's going to show up?
Madonna? Oh, hell yeah.
You do?
Yeah, and I really would like her not to be in a costume, not to, just to like just look like the great woman that you are, Madonna, without having to wear all these props and everything.
The grills, this, that. Oh,
like,
gosh.
Do your hair in a side part and just like be va-va-voom, but like, you know, it doesn't have to be
Madonna.
Well, the maid working at the biker S&M hotel.
Remember when she came in the camouflage thing the one year and we're just like, what is that?
Yeah, but yeah, you know, that one year she did wear, like, I forget what she wore, but she and Katy Perry greeted each other and she had like a glamorous hairdo. It might be in this thing that Holly posted. And her hair was blonde and kind of parted on the side. And she and Katy Perry seemed very, it might have been Moschino that she was wearing, that both she and Katy Perry were wearing.
I think
Moschino.
You're right, Lori. I think you're right.
And she looked, and then another year she came and she was dressed like the holy priestess of, you know, again, S&M.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing. She likes that.
Okay. I'm just going to say.
But this Deborah Harry will be with Zach Posen, and then I'm glad she's a legend. And I don't think I've ever seen her at the Met Ball. So I like that Zach has asked her.
Okay. We just saw James Corden arrived with his wife.
Oh, geez.
I know, Lori, I know.
What a disappointment.
But anyway, if you want to watch this, it's live on Twitter right now, Met Gala Live. It's kind of fun.
Oh, and Emily Blunt is in New York. She will be there. She was at the Mark, which is a hotel right by around the corner. A lot of people get ready there. So, and Gabrielle Union was on Kelly and Ryan. So she's probably coming tonight. She and Dwayne have been to the Met before.
Yep.
And Rihanna is going. And of course, J-Lo. Mm-hmm. And Lewis Hamilton is probably going to be there.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, so there's going to be,
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I think so. But again, I'll be really curious how people interpret.
Well, here's someone dressed as a cowboy.
Yeah.
That's the American way. Mm-hmm. That's in America, lexicon of fashion. That's the theme.
It's a lot. To me, this would be one of the, the camp one. That one, this would seem like this is an easy assignment.
This would be an easy assignment.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what the Kardashians are going to wear.
I don't know.
It's going to be Kim. I don't know that Kourtney's ever gone, but Kim and her mom. And I think Kourtney will be there.
I do too.
You know?
With Travis Barker. We're going to have to wait and see.
Although Chris is probably begging them not to do their tongue kiss.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of hot. I wish I had a picture like that,
I'll take one of you guys. I'll come over on my way home from work tonight and ask you and Casey, stick your tongue out.
Yeah.
We want it.
But, the Met Gala, in 2011, which was 10 years ago, that was the Alexander McQueen Savage Beauty. And it was Colin Firth and Stella McCartney and Salma Hayek and her husband were the co-chairs.
Wow, look at how it's changed.
And here's who walked the carpet 10 years ago. Okay. J-Lo with Mark Anthony, Lala and Carmelo Anthony,
okay.
Amy Poehler and Will Arnett,
okay.
Josh Duhamel and Fergie, Miranda Kerr and Orlando Bloom, and Colin Firth and his wife, Livia.
None of these couples are together today.
None of them are together. Yeah.
Look at that.
Every one of them.
It's kind of amazing.
I know. So... anyway, and we got to go because it's
time for the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Hey, Holly. Good afternoon.
Thanks for posting all the great photo galleries today.
Oh, yes.
It's kind of fun.
Deep in trying to keep track of what's happening at the Met Gala as we speak, the red carpet unfolding in real time. And it's kind of fun. They kicked off things with a marching band. Performing from Brooklyn.
Oh, I didn't see. We didn't see that. Curse. We're not supposed to be watching Twitter.
Yes, right. you're actually doing a show, right. And people are showing up. Dan Levy has just shown up on the red carpet.
How do you describe that look he's in?
That's a good Julia. That's a really good question.
It looks like a puffy pirate.
Oh, was he wearing that puffy thing? Yes. That was not good.
No, it's not good.
Mm-mm. With some combat boots. Yep. I don't sea urchin chic.
Okay. with like the map of the world at pants.
Well, he's Canadian, so he's just interpreting what he thinks an American would wear.
There you go.
Maybe that's it.
Yes. It's a very loose interpretation.
I hope they're not having soup or something because his ropes and strings are going
to
get...
It's really his homage to Seinfeld's blouse.
Right.
The pirate. We go.
Yes, it is. With a dash of sequins and pastel colors, and then doing a little 90s kind of with the combat boots, but that's very popular right now.
Right.
So, yes, that is unfolding as we speak.
Holly, can we ask you what you thought of Madonna just showing the world her butt implants and, really thinking that they were great?
At the Video Music Awards last night?
Yeah.
I'm totally here for it.
Yeah.
I'm totally here for it. I want Madonna just to be the most Madonna that she can be.
Yeah, she's Madonna.
She's doing it.
And I have a theory that the young boyfriend talked herself into that because he just wants to squeeze some juicy booty.
I mean, look, if you've got those butt implants... and you don't show them off. Did they ever happen?
Yeah, but it seems like it's botched the way it looks on the side.
They don't look good.
She didn't go to Tom Cruise's, plastic surgeon.
Yes, I mean, they are in proportion to her actual body. They definitely stick out.
Yeah.
But the top part of her body, she's been showing off her cleavage on Instagram lately.
She pushes it up
that's
and tight and it looks like a butt. It's a Dolly Parton cleavage.
Just drop a pencil down.
But she's always had good cleavage.
Yeah.
Madonna. She's always had great boobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think are the odds that Madonna's going to show up at the Met Gala?
Oh, very
big. Lori thinks she is. I don't.
What
do you think, Holly?
Well, I don't think Anna wanted to invite her boyfriend.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
I love this speculation.
True. No, because she never brings a date. Madonna... I think that everyone, Anna just says to her, you're enough. You don't need a plus one. You are your own plus one. And Madonna buys it.
Yeah.
Well, I love you, Lori. I love you. I love it.
I hope that Madonna shows up.
I do too.
Because of the theme, because it's all about America, yeah. American fashion. Yep. She is an American icon, Madonna.
I would love it if she showed up in a slinky Ralph Lauren dress, like the dress she wore when she went to Michael Jackson to the Oscars, and she looked like Jean Harlow.
Oh, you hope she's going to throw it back to her Dick Tracy Vogue era.
I would love to see her in a side part and her having a beautiful gown on and showing cleavage and like not trying to hide whatever she's hiding by. I don't know. I just want her to be sexy and have more fun with it than it seems like she's having.
I would be utterly shocked if Madonna showed up in a Ralph Lauren dress with a side part.
Oh, I would just, a girl can dream.
A girl can dream,
Lori. Madonna.
She would be showing up in hand gloves, lace, a grill.
I know.
Some like extreme wig. And yeah, she was doing kind of like semi like militaristic fashion at the VMAs last night.
Yeah.
So, you know, I want Madonna to show her butt off. Fine. I am totally here for that. Hey, Kate Hudson is engaged.
Yes.
We thought these two were married.
Well, they've been together for so long. She's a serial monogamist, Kate Hudson.
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm.
So she's engaged to her longtime boyfriend, Danny Fukikawa. They have a child together, and she shared the picture on Instagram and just said, let's go.
Yeah. She kind of reminds me of both my sisters. They, too, married all the men that they had children with.
You know, got to go around. Now,
she didn't marry the guy from England, the one before this one.
Right.
That's right.
True. The musician that she had the baby with. She didn't. She just married the first one, Chris.
Oh, okay.
From Crow. And then I don't think she's ever been married again.
No, she was engaged. It was a long-term engagement with Matt Bellamy from...
Yes, that was it.
Yeah, and they have a 10-year-old kid.
Yes.
So, yes, she is in a long-term relationship with each of the fathers of her children, because she has three. Mm-hmm. So, you know, congratulations to them. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to Prince Andrew gossip, shall we? So, there's a new article in Vanity Fair that says that Prince Andrew is keen to remarry Fergie.
Yeah, that's... let's try and get all eyes away from the train wreck that's over here.
Oh, woof. Yes.
Yeah, there's no truth to that at all.
That source at Vanity Fair, Katie Nichol, is saying they still love and care for each other a great deal. And have been living together during the pandemic. I wonder if he's the cameraman for Fergie's weird puppet videos that she makes or children's book readings.
I don't know. Yeah, they're like brother and sister. And actually, I bet she's kind of moms him a bit.
Oh, sure.
Fusses over him.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he just seems like a big man baby anyway, mm-hmm. so he would like that, you know?
It's so true.
You can see Prince Andrew being that way. By the way, Prince Andrew has hired an attorney named Andrew Brettler, who works at the law firm Lavely and Singer, which is the law firm founded by Marty Singer, the famed Hollywood attorney. So
mommy's giving him some money to pay a big retainer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Andrew Brettler is based in Los Angeles. He was hired to defend Armie Hammer earlier this year.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
What's happened to Armie?
Oh, he has dropped off the radar. Last time we heard, he was having lunch in rehab, and he was on the Grand Caymans, his kind of second home, and he was dating a dental hygienist.
But then he went to rehab after that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we haven't heard from him.
Well, I think that's kind of the PR advice, being like, don't even put yourself out in public. You don't mm-hmm. want people to talk about you. You don't want people to think about mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. Just let this
your
kind
career,
of go over.
We can hopefully revive it, but not right now.
Yeah. You lost all your jobs.
He did.
You know, he lost several high profile castings. So I think they're just going to kind of let him go over there for a while. Here's a little Hollywood business. TMZ has been sold from Warner Media.
Oh, they did sell.
They did sell. And Fox has purchased TMZ a little less than $50 million mm-hmm. for that deal. Now, Harvey Levin's going to be doing day-to-day operations still, so he's still going to have his cup of coffee and his mm-hmm. straw that he's going to be sucking. So there you go.
It'll be interesting to see which way the stories go, because, I mean, they have been spoon-fed everything Warner Brothers. Anybody that's a Warner Brothers star, they always give the most positive coverage to. That will all change.
Yeah, that will all change. And now this is going to operate under the Fox Broadcast Network umbrella. So what I'm thinking about this is that this is more of kind of the Fox News situation. So, mm-hmm. you know, it will be owned by Rupert Murdoch now.
Yeah. And, you know, Succession, we got a date, Holly.
Yes, October 17th, Succession season 3.
Not excited or anything.
No, not at all. Not at all. Well, it's one of those things. You know, what are you guys watching right now? What are your stories that you're watching? Because there's not a lot
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, no, I'm...
Nine Perfect Strangers.
There's a new one that started last night, American Rust, with Jeff Daniels on Showtime. That's supposed to be quite good. And then Casey and I did end up watching Letitia on HBO, which is a French show about a real life murder. It's kind of a fictionalized, like a Mayor of Easttown thing.
Oh, okay.
That's an HBO show, Letitia.
Well, thanks for the recommendations, because it's kind of a drought out there right now.
Yeah, it kind of is. It kind of is.
All right. Enjoy the Met.
Yes, we will.
Thanks. Let's talk about sex.
We've learned about Scrotox, relearned about Scrotox. We last talked about it like 2 years ago.
Yes.
And now I can't remember if we've ever learned about Sextember.
Ooh.
All right, tell me about it.
Okay, so you know how every 3 or 4 months, illicitencounters.com, which is the cheating website, they will do a thorough analysis of all of the cheating cheaters that are on their websites. And and you might think that if cheaters are going to cheat, they're going to cheat no matter what month, right? Contrary.
Is September a big month?
Be on high alert for infidelity in Sextember. That's right. This month, right now, there will be a surge in cheating this month because people... Summer vacations are over. Cabin time is over. People are back in school. Maybe people are going back to the office, but we're kind of
business travel is starting to pick up.
Yeah, a little bit post-pandemic life, and that includes strain from a partner. So autumn upping in affairs happens every single year due to the post-holiday effect, but it'll be more pronounced after a year of lockdowns and COVID stress.
Okay, so it's sex.
Record numbers of people are looking for partners.
Record. Emphasize.
Record. And workplace affairs, do not forget, these are super common.
All right.
They are super common. September, then Sextember, followed by January, then followed by February. These are the high cheating months.
Okay, so September, mm-hmm. January.
Is that because we're just waiting for winter to get over and we're at each other's wits' ends because we've been locked up all winter long?
Kind of, yeah. And you're just looking for something strange.
Something strange.
And then December, November, and August are the least, the fewest applications, if you will. It's Christmas and
end of summer, a lot of family vacations.
It's
and
too then hot in the peak of summer. You got too much going on.
That is so funny.
No, it is. People are hot and sweaty in August and they don't feel. And then, like you said, you know, they've got obligations going on. So, a third of women and basically the same amount of men said they feel less passion for their partner after being stuck at home together for so long.
Well, doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I mean, just it's just we haven't ever had this before.
Right.
So people are really that's why like there have been a lot of breakups. You know?
Yes.
Of relationships. Yes. So it's been a game changer.
Okay.
But Sextember is
real.
Is a real, real thing, you guys. Okay. Now, do I need to go over with you a thing about what makes a man attractive? Single women reveal the physical and emotional traits that stand out on a date, and it's more than good looks.
All right, tell me what they are. Single, what makes a man attractive?
Well, a lot of single guys always think, oh, you know, tall, dark, handsome. You know, that's kind of that's the stereotype that they think, you know, people other if in the hetero anyway. Here is what is happening, really, what women are really attracted to.
Okay.
What makes a man attractive? Chivalry, otherwise known as, you know, good manners.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A good personality, mm-hmm. a sense of humor, having values, being respectful, honesty, confidence, and then looks. looks is so far down the list.
Mm-hmm.
But how does a guy who isn't that good looking and is all those other things, how do you get that out there? You know, this is the dilemma.
Well,
because that's why, you know, sometimes workplace things do become common because you get to know somebody outside of that. And you're not thinking about that, but they have all these other things and all of a sudden they are more attractive to you.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's just in the, I mean, guys are like, well, what good is being funny, honest, if I'm not, you know, like really tall, really handsome, you know, whatever. And the appearance is not the most attractive thing to women. And looking for somebody.
It helps, though. Yes, I'm not going to tell. I'm going to be honest. Pete Truth is the only single person here.
Yes.
It does help.
Of course, because how else are you going to get to know them? You need to have an attraction, something. Yes.
But yes, as you would get to know someone more, of course, all those other things. But initially,
you got to have the looks.
A lot of the stuff is look based. Yeah. Unfortunately, I remember when The Voice, you know, had the chairs and that was so revolutionary. Yeah. So you wouldn't judge a person how they looked.
Right.
You judge them on their voice.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. But I don't know how attraction's so random. Everyone's attracted to something different, everybody.
I mean, to me, it all comes down at the end of the day to accepting yourself for yourself, owning it, being confident and happy in yourself, and then, you know, you'll attract the right person for you. And if you're not able to get out and about as much, you need to start asking, you know, the who do you know game with your friends.
Who do you know?
Who do you know?
Hootie 2020.
Who do you know? Who do you know?
Hootie 2022 and Hootie Fest.
You gotta do it.
Yep. 2022.
Okay, so that is kind of a study of duh.
Really was.
All right, now
but I think it's true. I mean, when you think of someone that you really like, rarely do you say, oh, their looks, it's more like they're so kind, they're so generous, they're so funny, they're so clever, smart.
And motivated and hardworking.
The looks is at the very bottom, but initially, I don't know how you get past that.
Right.
Just being honest.
You're not alone. I'm with you. You're real. You gotta have that hot factor.
You don't want to kiss them.
Yeah.
100%.
Right.
The physical part is very important, as much as the emotional.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this story caught my attention because it was, our penises shrinking?
Oh, God, please no.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Says a man.
Yeah, no, they are because of all the man-made chemicals that have been used on our Earth in everything from toys to detergents, nail polish, soaps, everything. People, it's called the phthalate or something like that. Okay. I'm saying it wrong. It's they've been banned. But anyway,
I thought it was because the iPhone is always in the pocket or the electronics always on the lap.
They haven't even done that one yet. Right. But anyway, it's called the 1% effect, which just basically fertility in the world is dropping. And people are just thinking that it is what's happening is all of the chemicals. It's called, I don't know how to pronounce it, phthalates. It's basically all the crap that's in plastic.
Yes, got it.
And it has an impact correlation with testosterone.
Okay.
Levels.
Good to hear that it's not something that can happen. It's just something that's been happening with newborns. Not like I have to worry.
Right.
Okay,
no, you don't have to worry
about
it.
That's why I was concerned. Okay.
They've been trying for 25 years looking at the impact chemicals have had on the environment. And this, basically, penises are shrinking due to pollution.
Oh, interesting.
Just a little bit at a time.
Now, you think that would motivate people?
Well, you know what? I read an interesting thing that Gen Zers are overwhelmingly wanting to work in anything to do with
the environment.
With the environment.
You're right. I do know that.
And it is their number one passion that they are going to school, trying to figure out. They know that it is on them.
Yep. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. And they're so smart. I don't know if there's ever been a smarter group of kids.
Right. Who knows?
With everything, you know what I mean? Unbelievable. Like, think about how we were not smart in that way. No. We might have been more street smart or savvy in the ways of like being kind of free range children or whatever. But school wasn't, the curriculum wasn't, we didn't have to try hard.
As, they didn't, no.
You know, we just weren't. We were kind of,
it was so much easier.
Yeah, but then, you know, this is all you know and you just are going to be smart and save the world, well, why not?
I
save the shrinking penises.
Oh, Lori, I like that.
Yeah.
That's the new t-shirt right there.
What? Save the shrinking penises.
No more love is the law. Save the shrinking penises.
Well, we do need to change it up next year.
All right.
So, Lori.
We got to go.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. Grant, we're so watching Vogue.com on Twitter, and Billie Eilish has arrived. I'm telling you, that look last night, that clunky
sweater.
I'm a 50-something-year-old, you know, just looking just so dowdy. Now she's on the Met Gala. She looks like she's channeling Marilyn Monroe. Yeah.
There you go.
In a peach tulle, very glamorous.
Very glamorous.
You're right. Set it up perfectly for tonight.
Yeah, because she's trying to be rocker. And maybe, you know, that is. I just would say to
Oscar De La Renta.
Is that what she's wearing?
If Marilyn Monroe played Cinderella, this is how it might look.
Yeah, really, because we've never seen her like this. But, you know, she's 19. She's chairing the Met Gala. She should be dressed like a princess.
Yep.
When?
Right, Chanum is there.
Oh, Chanum?
He was alone. And he's just in a flat-out tuxedo.
Oh, look at Yara Shahida. She looks so pretty.
She is so lovely.
We talked to her, Grant,
for a long time
at the SAG Actor Guild Awards. Was it maybe like 3 years ago?
Pre-party.
And she was like an ambassador.
She was an ambassador. There's no one more lovely. And she's from Minnesota.
Yeah, her dad was a photographer for Prince for many, many years. And when you take a tour of Paisley Park in Prince's office, you see like a picture of the 2-year-old Yara.
Her. Wow.
She's always there and
that's
stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, but she's just
beautiful.
She's darling.
So are you guys going to go right home? Are you already DVRing this? Are you going to go home?
No, you can't DVR.
You can only watch it online.
Oh, so you're going to go home and watch it online then, right?
I think E might be having a live stream.
They might. I don't know. Yeah,
no, we'll just go look at all the pictures and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, this is fun. This is fun to see fashion. It's been so long. Everyone has been in yoga pants. Oh, gosh. Look at Naomi Osaka.
Oh, wow. Look at that
hair. Would you describe that?
Okay. Well, she's wearing... Okay.
Origami in her hair?
Maybe. But this is American thing. I don't know, but if she had anxiety about facing the tennis people, I hope she's not going to have too much anxiety on this Met Gala red carpet being asked about what she's wearing, because it's real...
different. Well, the hair alone is...
Let me quote my mom.
All right.
It's goofy.
It is.
It's goofy. That's what my mom always... Right.
That hair
is the goofiest looking outfit.
She's not going to be able to sit by anyone. Her hair is so...
Yeah.
Ba-boom. Yeah. Sticking out a little bit.
It's just...
Maybe Naomi is going to get through this night just fine, because being this glamorous, this away from tennis, she can like be...
herself a little
She
bit.
Can maybe have another... like a whole other thing, but yeah, she's got an
interesting do.
Let's just quote my mom. That's goofy.
Yeah, it's a different look. And you know who's there? Who else just showed up? Was Georgina Chapman and
Adrian Brody.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I was asking Holly in here. I go, so what's this? You know, because I don't know a lot about the Met Gala. I've heard about it. Don't really pay attention.
It's like the Oscars of fashion.
Yeah, she put it in my terminology. It's like your Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
So. It is.
Little Nas X just showed up in a bedazzled one-piece skater's outfit.
It's kind of a gymnast.
It's a gymnast or a skater.
He is just feeling he's just sexy and sparkly.
Yep, and he's just
there's an emphasis
himself.
On the groin, and he doesn't know how to pose.
No, he doesn't.
I wanted someone to give him posing lessons. Stick out your hip and put it one back. He's like, I saw you dance last night, Nas.
You know what's so funny?
He's a good dancer.
It's Friday night when I was out with all the girlfriends, and we just call this group sometimes, you know, Tommy Mommies, because all of our boys played baseball together at St. Thomas. And so showing them how to pose for a picture, you know, because there really is, you have to turn sideways.
Yes.
You do, because there's an art.
There's an art.
So it was very funny. I was just laughing so hard trying to
I wonder what Olivia Rodrigo will wear.
I don't know, but I'm really, I do not like what Naomi Osaka just wore.
No, Julie, that was bad advice. Whoever advised her on that. Jennifer Lopez, I want, she's going to be wearing something amazing. I still think of that last Met Gala with A-Rod when she wore the crystal beaded swim cap.
Yep.
She looked miserable.
Oh, gosh. All right, you guys, the pictures are online. You're going to have fun with this. And Saweetie is wearing her stripper outfit.
Yeah, she forgot that was last night. The VMA is where your stripper outfits are worn. The Met Gala. And Chance the Rapper is there. He and his wife look darling.
Yeah, and the boy in the gymnast, the wrestling one piece.
Who is that?
Angel.
Angel. He's a TikToker.
Troy Iverson. Yeah, he's got 9 million followers.
Yeah. Oh. And he just thought he'd wear his leotard.
Why not?
You know, that's nothing says more American than a leotard that looks like a Russian ballerino.
There you go.
True. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's very thin and he wanted to show his nipples. And those gymnast things.
We're just having a moment right now. Sorry, you guys. We are. Oh, good Lord. All right. What else is shaking?
Okay. I'm going to tell you this. This is a little something that I learned and I thought really the Buckingham Palace should have ran away with this story. So, on Saturday, on 9/11, 20 years ago, on that Tuesday, Queen Elizabeth made a request that broke a 600-year-old tradition.
I heard this.
And she ordered the Coldstream Guard, which is who does the changing of the guard, and they play the British Royal Anthem, to play the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, that just gave me chills.
And that's really
and
cool.
And she does, they do that every year on 9/11 since.
Well, that just gives me chills.
Goosebumps for sure. Absolutely.
Did you guys?
That's the story that Buckingham Palace should be pushing out there. These are the kinds of things. Do it through the Queen, through her, her thing, because that was kind of a cool thing. They showed, they went live in one of the stations on Saturday to Buckingham Palace. And I'm like, oh, they're playing the, I mean, don't forget, we fought the British. It's not like they're ever going to play the Star Spangled Banner. You know, it's specifically about beating them.
Yep, yes.
And so to see that, did you ever see the changing of the guard? Were you ever there, like right when they change over?
I was never there at that exact time.
Yeah.
No.
You got to time it.
No, right. I've done the unnamed soldier at Arlington. Soldier, whatever that's called. That's very cool.
The unknown soldier.
Unknown soldier, that's very, very, very cool. But I never did the changing of the guard in England.
Yeah.
No, I better be cool.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Now, is Bachelor in Paradise still on everyone's hot list?
Of course. It's on. I'll be, watching it. But I want to check out the show American Rust with Jeff Daniels has been described as slightly mayor of Easttownish, but I don't know if it's because it's in Pennsylvania and so is mayor, but he's like a sheriff investigating a murder.
He'd be a good detective, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's great in the 9/11 show on Hulu, Looming Towers. He's so, so good as that FBI guy. He's just good, even though my brother always says, you should always yell flap when he comes into the room.
Okay, Lori, you're so right about Naomi Osaka.
What?
I actually gasp.
Yeah.
I mean, the comments coming out about that. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
I know it. Well, you know what? Anna will protect her tonight.
Yeah.
And her manager will tell her, don't read any of the comments. And, it's really Billie Eilish. It's all about Billie as the co-chair. She's done the biggest transformation.
She has. Yeah. Big time.
Because she had that one specific or green haired look and wearing kind of head to toe, kind of more unisex. And now she's, I guess that Vanity Fair cover.
Yeah.
Where she was, or whatever cover that was. Was it Vogue when she was in the corset, like dressed up like a pinup girl from the 50s? Yeah. Anywho. Well, thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow with more hot takes on the Met Gala.
I'm so scared.
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
I don't want to get in my car. No.
I'm so scared. I'm so loving watching this right now. You guys watch it on Twitter at Met Gala 2021. It's super fun. Everyone have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.